For many years, we've been speaking with our next guest about mental health issues, as well as issues surrounding diversity and our cultural differences and the intersection between the two. And he's been the champion of a movement called Celebrate Everything.
Yeah, and you're invited to do just that coming up November 6th at the Asper Mezzanine at St. Boniface Hospital. Beautiful spot, by the way. It's the first ever Celebrate Everything conference, which will bring together leaders committed to an inclusive city.
Our guest is Dr. Raymond Abdirahman, who joins us now live once again on The Start. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning.
So thanks for joining us again, buddy. And for those who are not necessarily familiar with the Celebrate Everything movement, what is it?
Well, it's a initiative that brings together organizations to help shift our culture to be more inclusive. So my own research and other research on issues related to racism and bias finds that actually we have this, as much as we think we live in a diverse world, we tend to prioritize and favor and see white Eurocentric-based, Christian-based holidays as the norm. And any other form of holidays or celebration or observance to be foreign. And so we need to shift that. Now, what's typically happened is people have moved away from celebrating everything, and we've sterilized our society of culture and of holidays, including things like Christmas, right? And so people don't say Merry Christmas. People don't want to celebrate them in office spaces. And Celebrate Everything actually doesn't take things away. It just pulls things in. And so we encourage the celebration of Christmas, but also the celebration of holidays like Diwali, which we just had, Ramadan, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and that way we become a more diverse and inclusive world.
There's a lot of pushback on that, in particular in the United States right now, right? This idea of diversity and inclusion. So how do we, I don't want to say prevent that from crossing the border, because I suspect there's already some of that resistance built in. How are you overcoming it, Raymond?
Well, I mean, with due respect to our neighbors, our good neighbors to the south, I'm not sure if we need to be looking to them as an example of what a good multicultural country and society is. But there has been pushback here, and I think people are almost scared. I mean, the city has adopted the policy of encouraging them as an employer to allow people to have these days off. But also I've met with the mayor a few years ago, and, he didn't want to make the recommendation to the province to say that we should be moving towards having more stat holidays that would allow for nice days off, but also the inclusion of different cultural communities. So there is pushback. And I think the way that we do it is we look for partners, and I think we can't get ahead unless we are working together. And Celebrate Everything has got these really wonderful organizations that have all committed to this idea of inclusion. And I think that's how we make that shift. So we've got a broad number of community licensees, organizations such as Focalrama, Victoria Hospital Foundation, St. Boniface Hospital, Johnston Group, the Winnipeg Foundation, Robertson College, Education Canada Group, Sensei Leadership in the United States, IT Bakery, Manitoba Teacher Society. We've got these large organizations that are like, we're gonna commit to this. And they've been doing that for the past year, some of them well before then. And, on November 6th, we're going to be gathering and opening up the doors, not just to these organizations. We're going to come and discuss, what's worked for them, how to learn from each other, but opening it up to the broader public and other organizations, like, we want to know how to do this as well, too. And I think that's how we avoid the pushback, is that we commit together and redefine what community is. And I'm really proud and happy to have all these organizations commit to that.
And Raymond, on the subject, just curious, on the subject of the possibility of more stat holidays, I mean, first, I got no problem with more days off, LOL. But, anytime we talk about adding more stat holidays, small business owners will often say, we already have too many stats. So how do you sit down with somebody like a small business owner and convince them that more stat holidays is a good idea?
Well, I mean, that's a really good and valid question. These are discussions that need to be had within the business community. And I encourage organizations like the Winnipeg Chamber of Commerce, the Manitoba Chamber of Commerce to come forward and to discuss how to do that. But we kind of have already done that, right? We have many holidays where small businesses still can and do operate. And people just, trade off on who's taking those days off. And so one of the recommendations Celebrate Everything does is that, or makes, is that we have an HR policy, or we make the recommendation, it's not a compulsion, that we have people at least have 2 days a year they get to choose which holidays they want to take off. So there's certainly, that's the step in the right direction. The other way is to start to trade off. You know, do we need to keep, for example, Victoria Day? You know, is that a nod to a colonial past that could be traded out for, you know, one of the holidays that would reflect a cultural community in our society? So I think if we do a combination of things, we can make things work. And I think it is doable. We've got really smart minds, and, you know, all these businesses and organizations are moving towards that. You know, I think that the province could eventually as well, too.
One of the things that I've become fascinated with over the last decade or so is the idea of the science of generosity and understanding the benefits of giving. And then there's a physiological benefit. What's the physiological, the science behind belonging?
Well, what happens is when we start to shift our environment and, you know, our so to speak, social infrastructure, it changes the way that we think. And, you know, this is not just about holidays. This is far-reaching impacts on mental health. What most people don't know is that, you know, racism has significant impacts on the well-being, mental health, and physical health of people of color, but it also artificially inflates the sense of self-worth in white people. And so what happens is that we kind of create this insular society where people have this artificial sense of worth, and it's not based on, you know, giving. It's based on a sense of supremacy. So all of that has significant impact on our well-being, our mental health. And when we shift our thinking to say, let's redefine our community, we get along better. That reduces crime. You know, that improves productivity at work, and that improves overall well-being and mental health. Why wouldn't we do something like that?
How do you capture that science?
How do we capture the science on bias?
The science of belonging.
A belonging, yes, absolutely. Well, you know, there's a lot of research talking about belonging out there, and psychology has been doing this for a very long time. You know, there's a lot of positive psychology, which we've integrated into this initiative, knowing that we can work from, you know, from the perspective of celebration instead of just focusing on, like, yes, it's important to recognize the wrongs that have happened in the world. You've heard me talk about that here myself. But we also need to move forward with a sense of positivity, and something like that does this. Some of the other science that I've used in a lot of this is our test bias project. So if people ever want to check out their own biases, you can visit testbias.com, and it guides you through a process where it's personal, it's one-on-one, and you have to make these forced decisions really quickly. Well, you can take your time at it, but it kind of gets you to come to terms with how you see people that you perceive to be different from you. And that's a big component of the science that we've also used to inform the work we're doing with Celebrate Everything.
I'm watching on my television in our studio right now, Raymond, Torontonians celebrating the Blue Jays victory last night. And yeah. I'm seeing every race, every creed, every color of person. So how do we find that rallying point for everyone that to break down that we're just Winnipeggers or Manitobans or Canadians, and yes, it's important to recognize our heritage. However, how do we find that common rallying point so that we all belong and we celebrate, celebrate everything, as you say?
Well, I think it, as I said before, it's really about redefining who we see that belongs in our community. And we do have a common culture. We don't recognize that, but it tends to go one way. So for example, I could tell you everything I know, everything there is to know about Christmas. I know the scents, I know the smells, I know the customs, because I belong to a Canadian community, right? But the dilemma is it doesn't go the other way. Most people wouldn't understand what it meant to be involved with Ramadan or Eid unless you've redefined your community to include people from those communities. And it doesn't mean that I celebrate Christmas or people that I know who don't celebrate Ramadan or Eid adopt that holiday. But they certainly begin to understand because these are people in their community. For example, Brett can pronounce my last name really well. And I think I would say in part because in some ways he committed to calling me a friend and considering me a part of his community, and he has changed the way he pronounced things. And so as a result, when we change that definition, we now can start to advocate for people who belong in a community. In the same way that, let's say, for example, you know, somebody in our family picks up, you know, somebody in our family is now a vegetarian. What do? You know, we don't belittle them. We don't say, well, you've just got to come and eat meat anytime you like. Anytime we want, if we can have Thanksgiving dinner, you just got to eat a turkey. No, we go out of our way to understand, because that person belongs to our family. We go out of our way to understand what would work for them to eat and feel nourished by. And the same thing happens psychologically. When we see people as a part of our community, we make them belong by understanding different perspectives. And I don't know, for me, I'll speak personally, I don't know another way of being Canadian than being Muslim, right? I go to prayer on Fridays. I don't know another way of being Canadian. And yet at the same time, I share all the things in common with my fellow Canadian, Manitoban, and Winnipeg citizens.
It's the first ever Celebrate Everything conference happening on November 6th at the Asper Mezzanine in St. Boniface Hospital, building an equitable and inclusive city with committed organizations and leaders. You can learn more about this at leadwithdiversity.com. Raymond, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Raymond Abdirahman joining us live on 680 CJOB.